In the days leading up to the start of school, plenty of students are still figuring out where they're going to report for the first day of classes. These are students who may be new to New York City and enrolling for the first time, or those transferring to another school. WNYC's Yasmin Khan checked out the registration process at one of the city's largest high schools, Hillcrest High School, in Jamaica Hills, Queens.
By large, we're talking 3,000 students in a sprawling building that's more than 400,000 square feet. It's a high-performing school academically and racially diverse, a point of pride for Stephen Dutch, who's starting his 17th year as principal. He walks the halls, which are covered with bulletin boards advertising different academic disciplines, like health careers or business and technology. And a week before the first day of school, the place was bustling with new and potential students.
You see where that man is standing?
Okay.
You show her that, okay?
He directs one young woman to the office where she can finalize her registration. The bulk of students completed the enrollment process last year, but Hillcrest will have about 200 students enroll between now and the end of September.
If you're a zoned high school and a student lives within the zoned area, we're required to take them and to make adjustments. We're not capped.
What kind of adjustments does that require?
That would require us then hiring additional staff, reprogramming parts of the school.
He takes me to a group of families in the school auditorium waiting to enroll with Hillcrest administrators. They each have a number and get called one at a time. Facing the empty stage, it's almost like they're waiting to audition. 16-year-old Jeffrey Cassius sits next to his mother. He's going into the 11th grade and wants to transfer to Hillcrest from another Queens high school. He lives nearby, and this is his zone school. Jeffrey says he wants a fresh start academically.
I just keep thinking about getting my grades together, and if they have a ball team here, I want to play basketball over here too.
It says he's going to be in the 11th grade, and he's coming on what's called a hardship transfer because of travel issues.
It took Jeffrey an hour and a half to get to his old school in Queens Village. His commute to Hillcrest?
Right here? Like 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Waiting in the auditorium balcony is not the first step in the enrollment process. All of the students here today already visited one of the Education Department's registration centers. There are 10 of them in the city, open from late August to mid-September. Both the child and the parent must go to the center together and go prepared with documents like immunization records and proof of residence. A student named Habiba Riva grips a zippered plastic folder with all of her paperwork. She's 16 and just emigrated from Bangladesh at the beginning of the summer. She waits with her mother and younger sister, Kulsoom, who's in middle school. But Kulsoom came to New York more than a year ago and speaks English fluently, so she's guiding her sister through the process. Habiba says she's nervous about the school year, and Kulsoom asks her why.
Well, she said that because she comes just new, and she don't know this country, she don't know this place, she don't know this country's schools.
Habiba would not be alone, though, because Hillcrest actually has hundreds of students who are recent immigrants. Mr. Dutch says she would get tested right away to determine if she needs services in ESL, English as a second language.
She'll be getting intensive support in ESL and intensive support in her other classes so that she can make an adjustment to life at Hillcrest real quickly.
Kulsoom translates for Habiba and her mother as school staff members ask to photocopy all of the necessary documentation. Even in the digital age, paper copies of Habiba's passport, school transcripts, and forms will stay in her permanent record at the school for the next 60 years. And meet the woman at Hillcrest in charge of taking in all the proper documentation.
Linda Blader, like rollerblader, B-L-A-D-E-R.
This is your desk?
This is my desk.
You look busy.
I am busy.
She's organized stacks of paperwork from students who've already registered. She says Hillcrest will enroll about 20 students per day in the final week before school actually begins, and then more students once classes start.
Is it a stressful process for families?
I imagine it is, yes. There's some waiting involved. I mean, they do a lot of registration during the summer, so some of the people think that they're already registered.
The public school year in New York City begins tomorrow. Schools, though, will continue to enroll students, gather paperwork, and smooth out any confusion over the next several weeks. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.